An everyday person who answered the call and stood above the rest by saying something outrageous on the radio. It's Jimmy and Nate's Caller of the Week!
Yes, it is time for our Callers of the Week. And again, a shout out to our audio guy, MP3, Matty, who puts this together. We'd be nothing without him. Mm-hmm. He's a true star of Caller of the Week. But Nate, let's find out this week's nominees.
This week on the show, Jimmy and Nate weren't afraid to ask the hard-hitting questions.
What is your ringtone?
Oh, sorry, I've just got to take this call.
Hello?
Rachel from Lenna Valley.
My standard ringtone is Sure Shot by Beastie Boys.
Now, just check, we don't have it in the system, so how does that sound, Rachel?
You don't want to hear that.
I just got just a little
just
demo.
Hum, just hum just, a, little
just
bit,
a little hum.
Let's see how close she was to the real thing. Hey, not too bad.
I'm guessing you've made this song your ringtone. Is the song you like, you enjoy?
Yeah, definitely.
Does it ever become annoying or do you still love it?
No, I still love it. Still love absolutely.
It. Give it to me one more time. I'll see if I can remember it. Yeah, I still love it. I think it's
cool. I'm going to download it after the show.
Then Jimmy and Nate asked more hard-hitting questions.
Should you tell somebody if they smell, if there's food in their teeth, if the fly's down?
I'm of the belief that if you do smell, I'd rather someone tell me.
I want to know. That's
I wouldn't be offended.
It's not always easy to tell somebody, but you need to know.
I'd rather know than not know.
I'd always rather know. It's the same with anything. Same with if you've got food in your teeth, if your fly's down, any of that kind of stuff. You want to know. I need to know.
Do I have B.O.? This guy stinks! Smell me, baby girl.
I'm not embarrassed. Look at my breath smells, you know, if my pants are off. These are the things that I...
Well, I've told you, just keep putting them on. You just keep ignoring me, though.
I need to buy a belt.
Danielle from Jason, should you tell somebody, yes or no? What are you thinking?
Definitely. If it was me, I'd prefer to be told. As hard as it would be telling someone, to be honest, is better than to not tell someone and they're a bit ashamed or whatever.
Have you told somebody before, Danielle, or have you been told before?
I haven't been told before, but I've had to tell a few people before. Or, you know, just those little things. Someone's got tape on their pants or something like that. Mm. Like, for me, I would be a bit embarrassed.
Yeah, you got to be honest, don't you?
You got to be honest. Key. It's hard, but, you know, you never get in trouble for telling the truth.
That's
the Church of Jesus Christ. You have food stuck to your face.
I just thought I would tell you this. How soon did you say I love you, or how soon was it said to you? We've got young Oliver on the phone from Pontville. How soon was I love you said to you?
In about a minute or 2 minutes.
A minute or two minutes. Okay, now was this by your girlfriend at school, Ollie?
Yeah, it was by my girlfriend at school.
Yeah.
Okay. How did that make you feel, Oliver?
Very happy.
Very happy. Yeah.
Are you guys still together?
Yeah. We've only been dating again for like a day or two.
Gosh, she said it quick, didn't she? Now, Oliver, did you say it back?
Yeah, I did.
Oh. What's her name? What's your girlfriend's name?
Charlotte.
Do you think you and Charlotte will be together forever?
Hopefully.
Oh. I'm going to cry. Oliver, best of luck. And if you ever get married, we'll come to the wedding, okay?
Okay.
Good on you, mate.
Good on you.
There you go. Love Colin still exists, isn't it?
Yeah. It's nice to see. It's still out there.
What a beautiful couple.
Yeah. You want to tell him or?
Huh?
What? What?
Oh, it's a harsh reality, love, isn't it, Jim?
Oh,
it's
it
a
is.
Harsh reality.
Love is the roller coaster of life, you know, your ups and your downs.
Just never get too attached, is what I'll say.
You know what I mean? There's other roller coasters out there, but there can only be one winner, and it is. It's Oliver.
It's got to be Oliver. Welcome, Ollie. Hello, mate. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Oliver, we are fantastic, mate. You're our 33rd caller of the week, our 33rd cow. How do you feel, mate?
Great.
Great. Mm.
Just want to check in, Oliver. Are you still with Charlotte?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh,
and how are things? Things are good?
Yep.
Yeah.
Ollie, did you tell her that you told the love story on the radio?
Yep.
Yeah, and what did she say about that?
She said she was happy about that.
Did
that get you a few brownie points, Oliver?
Yeah.
Ollie, have you thought about moving things to the next level? You know, get down on one knee, move in together, anything like that, or not yet?
Nah.
Nah, not yet, mate.
No, it's not that serious.
Yeah. All right, Ollie. Now, mate, first of all, congratulations. You are our 33rd caller of the week. Now, because of that, Ollie, what we do need you to do is moo us out. Can you give us a big old cow moo?
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.